Chauncey Winbush, Vice President for Athletics.
I wanted to get sort of a picture of what athletics has done as far as handling the COVID, the current COVID situation this semester. What kind of protocols do you have in place?
Yeah, so we have protocols that are stipulated by the NCAA and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, as well as the university as well. So anytime we are indoors, we require masks as everyone on campus, specifically from a testing standpoint. All of the unvaccinated student athletes, we provide tests on a daily basis to different teams. Depending on when your team may be traveling, we will require a test 72 hours or so prior to that trip. We also have rapid testing that we do, and the NCAA requires that we either do one PCR tests or three antigen tests per week per student athlete. So we are using a mixture of both. So, you know, 1 week you possibly may have a PCR test, and the following week we may switch to antigen tests, just kind of depending on our inventory, so forth and so on. So we require daily testing or weekly testing for our student athletes. And then we also continue to communicate the importance of social distancing when you can, as well as, you know, continuing to wash your hands, so forth and so on. And we require our unvaccinated student athletes to test on a weekly basis. We have about 72% of our student athletes that are vaccinated. So we have about 340 or so student athletes on campus. That should give you an idea of how many. So it's, you know, going to be well less than, 100 student athletes that we have to test regularly.
And so you mentioned the 70%-ish number who are vaccinated. Are you happy with that number? Are you pleased with the way that's come out?
I'm happy with where we are. You can always be better at the end of the day because, you know, unfortunately our unvaccinated population are the students and people in general that everyone is really most concerned about with regards to, contacting the virus. So I think we're in pretty good shape. We're probably, I think, at the upper echelon of the percentage of other institutions across the league as well. I mean, I think there are some, that may be in the 80s, but, 72% is not too shabby at the end of the day.
Overall, are you pleased with how the students have handled it, the situation this semester in athletics? And, if so, why? Are you pleased or not pleased?
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I mean, not just this semester. I mean, you can go all the way back to, the spring of 2020 and the cancellation of spring sports at that time. And, last fall, we didn't have fall sports or winter sports. And we were able to provide some competitions in the spring of 21. And our kids they've been understanding. They've been patient. I know it's been frustrating. If I was 18, 19, 20 years old and going through this, I'm not sure if I would have handled it as well as they are. But kudos to our student athletes and our coaches. I mean, it's really been affecting everyone involved in athletics and the university, obviously. But, I think our student athletes have done a good job. They're happy to be back and competing. And, I think they're doing the best that they can to make sure that they're staying safe so that we can continue to compete through the entire semester.